From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish soldiers on Tuesday launched a barrage of shells into Islamic State-held territory along Syria's northern border in retaliation for an ISIS mortar attack. Turkey's action also comes a day after it began to back away from claims that a child suicide bomber sent by Islamic State carried out Saturday's blast at a Kurdish wedding, killing 54 people. Turkey's prime minister said speculation that a child was responsible was based on rumors from witnesses. No one has claimed responsibility, but the style of the attack and the type of bomb used were similar to previous blasts blamed on Islamic State. The United Nations aid chief is warning that Syria is the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time, with hundreds of thousands of civilians in dire need of food, water, and medical supplies. Stephen O'Brien made his case before the UN Security Council on Monday.
It is a chilling thought that these actions and the levels of sufferings have been tolerated with only limited international interference. So when hospital attacks have become the new normal, when medieval sieges of entire cities and neighborhoods have become a lasting reality for hundreds of thousands of people, this council cannot look the other way.
O'Brien said the UN is ready to move aid into eastern Aleppo as soon as it receives the necessary security guarantees. The UN has been asking for weekly 48-hour pauses in the fighting in Aleppo in order to get aid in and the sick and injured out. The trial of two Chinese Uyghurs accused of a deadly bomb attack in Bangkok last year was postponed Tuesday because the defense was unable to produce a Uyghur translator. The suspects are accused of planting a bomb at a popular Hindu shrine last August, killing 20 and wounding dozens more. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is responding to allegations made by her Republican rival Donald Trump and his backers that she is suffering from health problems that could be problematic should she win the presidency. Clinton mocked Trump's assertion during an appearance on a late-night TV program Monday.
I do feel sometimes like this campaign has entered into an alternative universe. I have to sort of step into the alternative reality and, you know, answer questions about am I alive.
Clinton and Trump have released notes from doctors declaring them both physically fit for the presidency. A new batch of emails released Monday indicates several donors to the Clinton Foundation were given access to Hillary Clinton during her time as Secretary of State. Donald Trump is calling for an investigation by an independent prosecutor outside the Justice Department.
The Justice Department is required to appoint an independent special prosecutor because it has proven itself to be, really, sadly, a political arm of the White House.
Trump called for the Clinton Foundation to be shut down. Clinton campaign officials have firmly denied any wrongdoing, saying any decisions by Clinton were made without considering the influence of donors. The U.S. and Costa Rica have finalized a deal to send millions in military aid to the Central American country to help fight organized crime and human trafficking. The agreement was confirmed during a White House meeting between President Barack Obama and Costa Rican President Luis Guillermo Solis on Monday. Solis called the donation from the U.S. government the largest assistance his country has received in 30 years, adding it represents a sign of goodwill between the two countries. A U.S. military spokesman says the Taliban has tactical victories in Afghanistan, and its military campaign in a troubled southern province has prompted deployment of around 100 American troops to defend its capital at risk of falling to the Islamist insurgency. Brigadier General Charles Cleveland told reporters in Kabul that recent deployment of U.S. forces in the city is meant to train, advise, and assist Afghan partners to enable them to better plan counteroffensives and retake lost areas. But he ruled out the possibility of the city's fall to the Taliban. And an Olympic swimmer from the U.S., Ryan Lochte, has lost two major sponsors after admitting that he made up claims about being robbed in Brazil. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. For details on much more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.